What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Wild Time Talk Show. This is episode number 4. Gavin Gray speaking.
Joey Pavlovich.
Dre Konickman.
And tonight we're sitting in the barn again, and we got a pile of sheds in front of us. We brought our hauls that we have picked up so far in this this shed season. I think at a total, we probably got about 25 to 30 antlers sitting in front of us, and it's been better than some, worse than others this year for us, but we do have some pretty good antlers sitting on the table tonight. We're going to talk about them a little bit and what we do to find them. So,
yeah, Gavin's leading the pack right now. What's he at, 14?
No, I'm only 11.
Oh, 11.
And it's kind of wild to say that I'm leading the pack with 11.
Well, I'm at 9, Drake.
Well, this year I'm at 4. definitely worse than what it's been.
You got some freshies on the board, though.
Yeah.
I think I got 3 or 4 freshies. I mean, you got 2.
It definitely helps finding a freshie
when you're looking. Yeah, get you rolling a little bit better, that's for sure.
It kind of gives you, lets you relax a little bit, be able to ease off some spots, kind of save them. But, maybe we're going to go over some tips and tactics, kind of what we do to find sheds, some of our farms, how we try to save them. Some of them we hit early, whether it be from neighboring pressure or just, spot gets trespassed a lot.
Yeah. With those numbers you heard, with it being the second week of March, you guys might be listening and be like, shit, I don't want to hear these guys. They don't know how to find them. But with years past, we've been a lot better than we are this year. I mean, I'm getting memories that are popping up, and I'm way past what I am now. Memories in my Snapchat from like 2 years ago. I mean, last year, what you found?
Yeah. Yeah. Last year, the total of mine was 69. I think by this time of year, I was 20 or something.
Yeah. So we're just a little bit behind this year. It's just been different. I mean,
that's all right. We got a lot of season left.
Yeah. I mean, obviously we got spots that we're holding off on that have always produced quite a few antlers. So
yeah. And deer that we like actually pay attention to and know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some spots we haven't hit yet. Like, I don't know. I feel like years past we kind of focused on just numbers instead of like deer that we actually have history with and stuff.
Yeah.
So that definitely.
Yeah. I would definitely say myself, over the past couple of years, I've kind of slowed down with just like the total numbers aspect of it, more or less been walking spots to build history with the bucks that I'm hunting or going to be hunting.
So. Yeah. I think it's worth noting too. I mean, there's still a handful of bucks hold.
Oh yeah.
I've had multiple people reach out to me and say, hey, I was walking yesterday, saw 3 hold, and, me and you were walking, what was that, Wednesday?
Yeah, 2 days.
And we saw 5.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Still holding 1 big one, 2 half racks that would have dropped to one side we could have found, but we came out of there empty-handed that night.
Yeah. One day I was walking, I found that big 4-side freshie, and it was pretty fresh out in a wheat field, but I saw 2 bucks holding that day, like within 40 yards of me. I watched this 130-inch buck bumping these does around, and actually, like, he started like gourding the side of some of these does with his antlers. I'm like, oh, come on, pop off. But
it's worth noting too, before we get too far into this podcast, this should be our first recorded podcast.
Yeah.
We'll have this one up on the YouTube channel. So if you want to see these sheds, we're going to be handling them throughout the podcast, laid out on the table or whatnot. Tune into that.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if we're going to have it go out exactly at the same time the podcast does, but it'll be close, maybe within a few days afterwards.
Yeah, probably.
So, yeah, I don't know. You want to go over some of our bigger ones, bigger finds this year?
I mean, Joey, I'd see 2 big ones right in front of you right here.
I can touch on that real quick.
Yeah. Same deer, right?
Yeah, yeah. Same buck.
Missed that one last year.
No.
Well, you missed the shed.
The shed.
Oh, missed
not the shed. Yeah, the shed.
No, it's a 10-point I know pretty well. The antler I've got in my hand right now is his 4.5-year-old side, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Not really a homebody, kind of just on the outskirts. I've after picking these sheds up, I really need to get on top of gaining some permission around this spot and trying to hone in on this buck. But I was walking, I believe it was first week of March, maybe.
Yeah,
week of February.
Yeah, I think it was last week.
Probably last couple of days.
Man, I had covered like 4 or 5 miles and ain't found nothing. I was finally walking through a little bit of cattail marsh and hopped up on a log and just could see this thing from 30, 40 yards away, ran over to that.
That brown 4 is just like...
Yeah, he's a great buck, good brow, great 4 on him. Kind of weak on his 2s, but I wasn't walking for much longer, doing a circle, kind of looking for the other side to that buck. It's an old shed, by the way. And then I found his left side from this year. So both left sides within 70 yards of each other.
That's crazy.
You know, a year apart. It's pretty wild. And then who knows where his right sides are, right? Like, yeah, probably out in the middle of a cornfield, 70 yards from each other.
Yeah, I mean, probably.
When I first found that older one, I was like, man, he was bigger than I thought at 4. I can't wait to, you know, see if I could put my hands on his 5-year-old shed. And I found his 5, and he really didn't.
Yeah, I mean, he's really similar.
Threw a little kicker off his 2. Still got that awesome freaking G4 on him.
Yeah, big long 4.
But good brows, not too much mass, but I mean, we're picturing that deer going somewhere in the, you know, mid 50s,
yeah,
possibly 60s with those 4s.
Yeah, so I mean, something to touch. Like, obviously this is a, you know, this is a pretty frequent home farm for you, and like last year you shed out the crap out of it. Like, what made you miss that shed last year? What do you think?
I really don't know. I missed 2 there. Came out with 1 more on there. I guess we can touch on this one. I found this buck. I call him Mr. Unicorn. He's the first year as a 3-year-old. He was on the farm. Just kind of had a shot up on one side and had a brow. And then he's kind of gained some width along with the years.
Yeah.
But he's only been like a 6 or 7 point every year. And I found him dead, which was real sad. I passed him twice this fall, and then I found one of his sheds from last year. So that makes, you know, 1 shed off him, and then I found him dead head. So.
I mean, what, do you think you walked it early last year? Did you not touch those spots, like the exact spots you found him this year?
It's really hard walking in there. I think, like, a lot of it's like, you know, like CRP and grassland, cattails and stuff. I think, like, some years, like, the winds or the water, you know, blows some of it over, and then the next year, I don't know if it completely dies off, but it's hard telling. I've always thought about that, but this year I really was on Onyx with my tracker on, and I was just doing loop after loop and walking back and forth, you know, half a mile, and that last shed I found, there was a little pocket. I looked on Onyx and I could see, you know, I didn't go in there, and then I walked over to it. It was thick and brushy on the one side, and I'm like, you know, it's a barrier. It's probably why I went around it.
Yeah.
But, you know, chances are, you know, a buck is going to walk right through that, and I walked through that. I mean, maybe a little 20-yard briar patch, and there's that shed laying on the other side, which was cool. That really opened my eyes about the tracker stuff. Yeah. I've done it before, but sometimes it's just like big property, willy-nilly, just going to the hot spots. But
I remember you brought that up to me this year. You said that you were really trying to comb through it and pay attention a lot more. And I mean, that definitely did help out. But I think, like, once you know that spot is proven for sheds, I think it's definitely very vital.
Yeah. Once you know it's a late season hangout.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
if you're trying to just find where they're hanging out, you kind of got to cover some ground.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. Before you do. You just got to be kind of, you know, speed touring it, you know, then finding the hot spots late season, and then
you can,
that's where you're spending your time. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that tracker, it's something, it's next level. Me and Drake sharing on X, and we've been doing it every single place that like means something to us, that we've been doing it and just like sharing it with each other. And we'll come meet up, we'll end our trackers, and we'll be able to view both of them. And we're like, okay, we didn't hit this, let's go back. Like,
and it's easy to walk past a shed, especially if you're by yourself
or on a sunny day. Yeah. I mean, I shed on it up on a sunny day. Just didn't have anything better to do, so I took a walk. I mean, those big ones popped out like a sore thumb, but I mean, I definitely could have. Those, like, the cattails, they just blend right in. Like,
cornfields, cattails, grasses.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Sun hits the wrong way. You can walk literally feet from
We've seen a couple branchlers this year.
Oh, jeez.
More than a couple.
I watched Drake see like 6 today.
Not even a branchler. A pipe. What do you call that? A pipler?
Oh, yeah.
The one I saw the other day. Happens twice or 3 times.
That's a shed, 100%.
Yeah. Got a little excited.
So, yeah, that's, I mean, those are your pretty good finds this year. I mean, you've got some other antlers you found. You found a little match set, freshies.
A little freshy match set.
Wicked little buck. Pretty cool little
one. Brow on the one side, kicker off his base.
Junk thrown at the bottom.
How far apart were those ones?
I think I found them, like, I found the first one, and then I walked all the way to the end of the point and came back around. So I think they were like 50 or 60 yards apart,
yeah,
but I had walked like a half mile around to get you know, back to it. And then I was walking through that area again. I didn't walk by it the first time, but, you know, kind of took a different path coming back around, and it was like the next trail over or something.
Yeah.
And then got some other ones in there. Not much for freshies, really. A couple oldies. I found an oldie in December checking trail cameras.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah. About you, Dre? Hop over there.
Well, actually, the first shot I picked up, I was pretty pumped up about this guy. this was a deer. It was a permission piece. And actually, Joey and I found a match set to him from the year before this. I found this shed this year, but it's actually off the buck from last year. And I have another shed off of him from his three-year-old side, I want to say.
Yeah. And this is you've had this permission piece for a while. This was a buck you were really trying to hone in and hunt.
Yeah. I mean, he was a really good deer. And, you know, I hunted him, but I was always focusing on other deer and everything. And
yeah.
Kind of slipped off. And this is the year that I honed in on him. Then tried again this year. He never showed up. So I've walked the property a few more times for sheds and everything. And I haven't found his sheds from this year. Not a single picture of him. So.
Might be writing it off as a goner.
Kind of. I mean, maybe he might show back up, but, you know, once you go a whole season without seeing a deer, that's been pretty, you know.
So, I don't remember talking to you about this shed, actually. So, we're, like, you don't have to say exactly where you found it, but, like, bedding or food, would you say?
I was right on, like, basically a transition. It was right inside the woods on a field edge.
So, like,
but it was thick,
20 yards or something?
What?
Off the field?
Yeah. No, I'd say, like, 50. 56.
Okay, so probably in a bed.
Could be a bed, yeah.
It was actually funny. He from my set that I have back in there, I found that shed 20 yards from my set.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
So that makes four sheds off that buck. You found two of them in bedding, and then we found, you know, one in one, which makes two of them in food.
Yeah, that was a food source and match set side by side. That was actually a crazy story itself.
I mean, that was his prime, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah, he was. Yeah. I'd say that was his peak.
He was big then. It's funny, that deer's sheds has always had a number on you guys. I mean, you've picked up two oldies years later, and you guys were just driving a truck and found them after walking the property. You guys were going to what? We were going to the roost turkey. Yeah, you guys found his
Drake
side by side.
Ran the dang thing over.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for you finding it, I would have had a flat tire.
Right on the main trail.
There's a shed right there. And we looked around, and the other side was 5 yards from it.
Yeah, that was cool.
He always had a short two on him, long beams. He actually had a couple inside tines, but that one was broke off and chewed up.
So. Yeah, he had some cool inside tines when we found those sheds.
Yeah, he was a solid deer.
Yeah, he was a beast then.
I got a couple more here.
Touch on that one. That one's cool.
This is a shed off of the buck that I actually harvested last year.
Oh, I haven't seen that. Yeah.
He was in a bedding area probably, I mean, half mile from where I ended up killing him.
And we had pictures of him that year, and we just kind of put two together, like, okay, this is that buck. And then, you know, we on in this past season. So that shed realistically is from 2-3 years,
and then this is two years
prior.
That was he put the four on.
Yeah, that's the side he put the four on.
Okay,
that, so yeah, now that would have been his, that was 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that was
year before you killed him, though.
Yep. Right the year before I killed him.
So. Yeah. So that's kind of cool. I mean, you got that buck hanging on the wall, and you just found his old antler. So.
Yeah, it was cool. Must have just walked over it. This is just a little. It's my first freshie.
You found that the same day as that 3-point sign. Your buck.
Yeah, I found two in one day. I'm going to go over all my sheds because I only got four.
There you go.
But this is the first freshie, so that's what ignited the flame.
Yeah, he was pumped up when he found that. He was walking with Morgan, and I was across the woods, and they started freaking out, and I thought they found a hammer. And I walk up, I'm like, I don't even see the thing, and it was that. He was excited to find his first fresh one of the year.
I was pumped up. I was like, let's go.
You were like fist pumping and stuff.
And then Nick's, he's not here tonight, but one of his spots, me, Gavin, and Nick walked, and I picked up this good 4-point side.
Yeah.
So this was my best freshie from this year.
It's pretty good freshie.
It was just tines down right on, it was on a top, but looking over this creek bottom, just real thick, like a painted picture of where you would find a shed, really.
Yeah.
It was sweet.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, you know, it's only March 8th, so I'd say only, but, I mean, we still got
holding out on some spots.
Yeah, we still got some really good spots to walk, so.
You actually, Gavin, you got a couple.
Yeah, I got
ones.
Yeah, saving the best for last.
I want to I want to touch on like two in specific to, you know, really talk about. This is a buck that is on a farm that me and Drake hunt. We called him Short Tine 10. He was around all summer long, and we talked to each other, figured out like, okay, he's a 3.5-year-old deer, solid, you know, high 20s, low 30s buck, and just like a perfectly wide kind of long beam 10 point.
He's got some width. On camera pictures, he looks.
Yeah.
He'll be good deer next year.
Yeah, I think this is his weaker side. On his right side, he's got enough beam to, like, potentially put on a G4 or a G5.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I mean, this is this deer or that deer. And we went out walking. Shoot, this was second week of February. We
kind of knew they were shedding.
Yeah, we had a cell cam in there on a corn pile and stuff like that. And you want to hold him?
Yeah.
All right.
I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah. We had a corn pile in on this piece of property, and we had a bunch of bucks showing up late season, and then, you know, they kind of dwindled off, and we started getting pictures of shedded bucks, and we're like, okay, well, maybe it's time. But really, the reason we went in there is for this deer. This is a deer we call a tall and tight 10. We got pictures of this buck a week prior to me finding this, holding this side and this side only. So after a week went by and he wasn't showing up, we had shedded bucks showing up, and he wasn't showing up with either antlers, it seemed. We decided to go in there because we knew that at least these antlers are on the ground.
It was right before we left for Michigan. We're like, yeah, we got to at least try it.
Yeah, I think it was the second week of February. Like, it was still kind of early, yeah. But we knew bucks were shedded. So we went in there. We did a heck of a lot of walking, the three of us, me, Drake, and Morgan.
Yeah.
Covered the ground crazy amount. I ended up finding a little one, and then we found this one probably, I would say, 3/4 of a mile away from the camera picture that we had a week prior with him only holding this antler. And I was just like, God, like, it was in open hardwoods. It was probably a bed, but it was in like open hardwoods, kind of on this little knoll. And so it was probably a bed. And we were just like, man, where could his other side be? Like,
cornfield.
When you found, yeah, probably. When you found this, I was like, I was coming up to you, I remember, and it was tines up, you know,
yeah,
just laying in the woods. But once you get in those hardwoods with like,
oh, it was just like a bunch of beach leaves.
Yeah. Dude, they just get you.
Like, yeah, I mean, that thing's been laying in there, but it was like, I mean, it was kind of sunken down like an inch into the leaves. Like,
that thing was camouflaged.
Yeah. So like, that's the reason we went in there, is to find that, you know, find these bucks. And I ended up finding that one. And then we went walking, circled the property, kind of went back to where we already hit. And I found short tine tens. In like a little transition path. I mean, he was kind of laying right in this path through this swamp. And so we've yet to match either of those bucks up. And yeah.
Do you have any matches this year?
No.
No matches. Just,
but that,
the only one with a match.
Yeah.
Nick have matches?
Yeah, you match up a 6-point. Like a side-by-side 6-point.
Me but. And Nick. Nick doesn't count. He's not here.
It's just good when you go to a property and find, you know, those sheds that you're looking for.
Oh, yeah. So, like, yeah. I mean, both these bucks, they're going to be high on the roster next year, probably 4.5-year-old deer, and they should have some potential. I mean, both these antlers look pretty dang good on the deer's head, so hopefully next year they're.
You had an encounter with
a short tine 10 in, like, middle of November, peak rut. I was sitting, and I sat real late into the morning. It was probably 10 o'clock, and I watched this little buck come into this thicket, and kind of going to this like little bedding area thicket, and short tine 10 actually ran him out, and he came up to like 80 yards from me. I was like, dang, he looks good. Yeah. But
we got encounters and sheds with both of these deer. I saw
tall
tine 10 in October. He was in a bedding area right before he went up to go feed for the evening at 75 yards. So
yeah. So we got encounters with both of them. Both of them were, I would say short tine 10 was a little bit more of a homer on the farm than tall and tight 10, but I think both of them, if they did what they did this year, they could probably die next year as 4-year-olds. So,
yeah.
But you know, that always changed when you're actually wanting to kill them. That's for sure.
This is your biggest one, right?
I would say this is my biggest one, but that's another one I want to touch on here. This is a pretty awesome 4-point side, and this is a piece of property that me and Drake have gone to for the past couple of years. It's a strict shed hunting spot, but we asked about turkey hunt permission years ago, and they just didn't like the whole gun aspect of it. And we started shed hunting after that, and we're really wanting to try to get into this piece, kind of present ourselves nicely like we have, but tell them, okay, we're going to be bow hunting. We're going to be back on the other side of the property. We're going to be far away from the house, blah, blah, blah. And we were walking through this piece, and I found this hammer foreside. So
that's where you saw that buck bumping that doe.
Yeah, this is where I saw the two bucks holding, bumping the doe around and stuff like that. And this was the freshie I found that day out tines down in a wheat field. Pretty cool. This is my first and only shed I've ever found just strictly glassing a field. Like, didn't even see like anything to want to make me pull up my glass, but I was just glassing this side hill, and I found him tines down out in there.
Doesn't make you mad when you walk past a shed and your buddy finds it?
Yeah, because Drake kind of did that with that shed. He was almost like in the exact area that I spotted it from, but he saw a bone on the ground and thought it was a leg bone or something, so he kept walking. Got yeah, a little scared.
I got distracted in my ADHD. Doesn't help me in that aspect.
But yeah, I mean, we're hoping.
That'll be a hammer of an 8-pointer.
Yeah, we're hoping to try to get in there next year. You know, really tell ourselves or tell them like what we mean, what we do, and just
I mean, I can get, be boneless. I can get across the road from this guy, right?
Not far.
Somewhat, yeah.
Not far.
Try that out.
Yeah, so that's a pretty good freshie I found. I got another. It's actually my biggest antler down there. Sure, we'll show it off, and I'll just give it brief. This is a shed hunting only piece that I shed hunt, and I've found a lot of antlers in the past, but this is a pretty big antler I picked up this year.
Really dark chocolate.
I know.
I like that antler a lot.
I know. So, yeah, I mean, nothing more than just a shed hunt piece. This is one of like my only last pieces that I just strictly walk to find antlers, just because I've found quite a few antlers in them.
It's like chalked. Like there's like, I don't know.
And it's weird. I mean, it's really dark.
Been laying in a wallow.
Yeah, this was, I mean, this is a bedding area. Fine. And
yeah, so that's your sheds. What do you think the percentage is, you know, bedding, feed, and travel?
For me, I would say bedding like 65, 70, I would say bedding 70%, and then the, you know, 25% of that would be feed, and then 5% would be travel.
Yeah.
That's for me. I mean, it could be totally different for you guys. I don't know.
But I think it varies properties, but I've always heard, what was it? 40, 40, 20.
Yeah. That's, I may lean a little bit heavier on
bedding?
The bedding side.
Yeah, me too.
But man, sometimes, I mean, if you got a hot food source.
No, yeah.
Other than, I mean, everybody laughs about standing corn, but I've found a lot of sheds. If I want to find, you know, if I have a certain buck, a target buck in an area, mm-hmm. I'll walk, you know, five rows over, and be going back and forth that thing. The one year I did, I found like, you know, between in the field and the field edges, I think I found 16 between 2 days. You know, it's there's a lot of sheds that go in cornfields you don't find, obviously, and that's a hot late season food source.
Yeah. It's hard to find them, though.
They are hard finding. I would go ahead.
I was just thinking the other day when I was walking around, I was like, when you're shed hunting, it's kind of nice because, like, if you have a pad where a buck, you know, comes in at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night to feed on your property, but he's not bedding there or whatnot, you always have potential to just, like, pick up a shed and just, like, have a part to him. Maybe you can't kill him during the season.
Yeah.
If you can't, like, capitalize and get permission property or whatever the case may be, I just still think it's cool that you can pick them up on your food source.
Like, yeah, like Wide 8. I mean, those giant sheds laying out the middle of the
match set.
Middle of his bean field.
Yeah.
And that was hot food. I mean, there was tons of deer using it that year.
Yeah.
Like, I think to go back to the percentages, probably 50, 40, and 10. 50, 40, and 10. 50 being bedding, 40 being food, and 10 being travel.
Yeah. I guess I don't even really, I look to travel, but, like, them. If you know you're in an area, I'll look those hardwoods. But, like, it's so hard for me to focus on that right away. You know?
Well, I mean, the travel doesn't have to be hardwoods.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, the travel is, like.
CRP.
Yeah, like travel is anything, you know, like. Yeah,
a
buck might be under that big oak over there on the ridge, but, you know, he's still going to, you know, like, I guess, curveball. I would say one of his was in the food, okay. And the other one was either in travel or bed.
I'd probably say
bed?
I would say travel, I think.
Okay. And then he could have been bedding across
the road. There's so many goddamn antlers to him. I don't know which one you guys are really talking about but
the first antlers.
Yeah.
The second one I found was
bed
travel.
Food. Bed food. The first set.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the case with a lot of bucks, I think. Like that, the big 5-point sides I found, both beds.
Yeah.
I looked the food the next day for sheds, but it's all corn and I couldn't find anything.
Yeah.
Bunch of corn around there.
That's what's nice about late season too, is because that's what them deer are basically focusing on, is bedding.
And yeah, like going back to my percentages, I'm going off like years past, like overall, but like this year it seems like I've found a decent amount out in food, and I've been looking food a lot harder just because I've found a couple more than I usually do out in food sources.
Nothing's better than finding a shed tines up in like a wheat field.
Yeah. Like, oh, just a green hay field, wheat field, yeah. Some cover crop.
Just
oh,
the man. Feeling of ears. Yep. That's a
yeah. Shit. It's just like a gimme and it's so awesome.
Yeah. Those easy pickings.
Yeah.
I missed out on a couple of those.
Yeah. That's another one too.
A little funny story. I guess I can tell it here.
Yeah.
My sister went out walking one of her properties. And
we were saving.
She picked up a buck that we had a lot of encounters with. I passed him a lot late season. We call him 45, mm-hmm. five on one side, four on the other. And then another buck that's been local.
Curious George.
He's like a crappy 8-point. Yeah. But he's cool. He'll probably, if he gains some width and he gains some mass,
I'm excited to see.
He's getting whacked next year.
Like, I don't think he's going to do anything crazy, but he's going to be freaking.
I mean, if he puts on a little mass and width.
Yeah. I know the velvet pictures of him we had this year, Gavin and I were like, or even
Joey, like, the story you told me about Joey, like, whoa, who's what that?
I mean, like, and he looked pretty impressive, just his way he comes out.
Yeah. So that like Joey was saying, that was a piece of property, and those were bucks that we knew. That
yeah.
We
so were, those got picked up. Yeah. I'm glad she was out there and had fun, but it was. I've been saving that spot, and I picked up like six there last year, and she went in there and found five.
Yeah. So she
was a little damper on my day that evening, but it's all right. There's still some size we got to match up in there.
So example, she was looking strictly food source. It's a hay field.
Food source.
And she found those five, and then we still got a big bedding area that we've been putting off to walk kind of in the middle ground between, you know, where we all hunt and where one of your main farms is that we still have to walk. And there could be, I mean, there's a bunch of other bucks we know about. There's George's other side probably out there somewhere.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. There's a couple of bucks we know of in there.
Yeah. That's one of the main spots we're still putting off open. We pick up quite a few antlers out of, but, yeah. I mean, so we just kind of talked about percentages on, like, you know, where we think we usually find them. But, like, you're going in. What?
So what else can we get into? Other tips and tactics you got?
I was surprised when we were walking that farm looking for these guys, the other sides, we had, what, a quarter acre of standing corn on that property?
Yeah.
And there was, you know, trails. Like, you would have thought you'd be tripping on a couple.
Yeah. It was. Yeah, they were a little bit harder to find than what we thought we were going to.
Yeah. I mean, it didn't, like, I don't know. It didn't, I guess, exceed our expectations. Like, I feel like I expected more from it, but.
I mean,
You haven't walked any of the food over there, have you?
Not really. We walked it again yesterday, and we just kind of ran through it. I mean, had a limited amount of time, but it still needs a very good, thorough walk.
You think you could walk that cornfield and find some the half other sides of those tents?
I mean, I don't know about maybe, I don't know. I mean, Drake kind of scurried
I saw a lot of deer heading that way late season to go feed in the fields.
Yeah.
They were crossing the roads.
Perfect example. Another tip is if you're hunting late season, you know where the deer, if you're hunting for a buck late in the season, you know where the deer are focused on. And that is like huge when you go into shed season, because where you know to look. Like you can be. You know, you have these, say, like, Drake, you shot a buck in October this year. Okay, those spots were hot in October, but you don't know what they were in December, January, February, blah, blah, blah. That's probably not where you're going to want to look, you know, for sheds in March or late February.
Yeah, and it definitely varies year after year with crop rotation and if the farmer takes his corn off late or, you know, leaves big headrows on with his beans or corn or whatever it may be, just wherever the deer are.
Yeah. You got to look for sheds where the deer were late season.
Yeah.
Yeah. We usually have somebody hunting. You know, it's sad to say, but
it's hard.
Since we've been doing this wild time stuff, there's been one guy buckless at the end of the year.
Yeah. It's hard to fill.
We've had some great years, but there's been one guy buckless, and we hunt, you know, fairly close to each other in some of these places, and we can get the intel. All of us keep our cameras running all year long for the most part.
Yep.
You know, tend to just sometimes throw hay bales out there. I haven't had much luck finding them in hay or corn. You found a couple.
Those are like freebies.
Yeah.
I mean, you had one year you found like three or four in hay bales or something,
didn't you? Yeah, that was last year. Yeah. Literally the most like free sheds.
Yeah. I haven't had much luck doing that, but
no.
Just keeping, you know, some type of bait out there, you know, even if it's, you know, once every 2 weeks or something to keep them local. And then you kind of know what you're looking for.
Yeah.
It helps, you know. When I going to spots, you know, if there's not anything big, I'm not looking for anything big. You know, you have to train your eyes to just see the tine. You know, when you're seeing a deer in the woods, you're not looking for the whole deer. You know, it's sometimes there's a flicker of a white tail or, you know, that just a blob moving through the brush. You know, you don't train yourself to see a giant 5-point side. You train yourself to see a little spike of a of a tine.
You see like one little point that looks like the right color and you double take on it and really focus on it.
It definitely helps when it's a big 5-point
side. Oh, yeah, it does. Yeah. But
no, I've always said you can waste a lot of time shed hunting. Like, if you don't know where you're at, if you don't know if it's
like,
going to produce, you can waste a lot of time walking.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, there's some spots we just, it's kind of a waste.
So it isn't as good this year as it was years past, or.
Yeah, it all varies.
Yeah, you got to really pay attention, I think.
Oh, yeah.
It's, I'm thinking of a spot over behind family member's house.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking?
Sure.
Whose family? Your family?
My family member's house.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
We shed on it every year, and it's really not that great, right? We know all the bucks are probably bedding across the road.
Yeah.
And that's where we find all the sheds every year.
Yep.
It's basically a lot of, it's what you're going with. It's a waste of time to really walk it.
Yeah.
Sometimes we find
a
shed back there, but it's really the bedding and the bedding and the main food sources across the road.
Yeah.
They sometimes venture, over, and I've got some trail cam pictures of them over there, but.
You just walk it. I mean, waste time. Might find
it. I was going to say, going into when we go out to walk, most of the time, all of us are wearing muck boots.
Yeah.
All of us got binos on.
Yeah.
You know, we went walking today. I can't tell you how many times I had my binos on my chest and I threw them up. I mean, we walked for, 3 hours?
Yeah.
Two or 3 hours?
2 or 3 hours.
I probably put my binos up 40-50 times. I bet 40-50 times.
I can't believe we used to, at least I used to shed hunt without a binos.
We probably all did. At one point,
And for some reason, one day I was put them on, and it was a game changer.
Yeah, I mean, they're a huge advantage.
Oh, yeah.
Like I was saying, I found that one shed out in that wheat field just strictly glassing. I might not have found them if I didn't have binos on my chest.
But typically, you see a white stick or something, and then you glass.
Yeah.
Those big food sources, if you're out west or something in more northern Ohio, I don't know where it has bigger ag country.
Yep.
Most of this ag country around here is small enough to where, we can see across it and see a tine or something sticking up. But if you're in big ag country, you could scan with glass for a couple hours.
Yep.
But most of the time we're just covering grounds, covering woods, tree lines.
Yeah, tree lines, night beds.
Swales.
Yep. Swales, I was just about to bring that up. I like looking those in fields. That's kind of where I hone in, just because I don't know if it's a seclusion that they feel.
I mean, it's in a depression, so 90% of the time, well, almost all the time, that swale's in a depression. So your bucks are feel a little bit more secure down in there. And
yeah, I mean, even if you pay attention during deer season, I think you'll see trails and stuff coming out of those swales.
Yeah.
It's no different. They come out of those swales. A lot of times there's that grassy, it maybe the farmer's not able to farm that swale because it's a big drainage or washout or something.
Leaves
a patch, and there's, grassy stuff grown up, maybe 4 foot high, and you'll find night beds in those, and that's basically just a deer feeding throughout the night, going to bed there. I think the grass acts for more of an insulation layer when there's snow on the ground. When there's not, I guess we can go into, if we're done with that topic, I want maybe mild winter versus hard winter.
Oh, that's a hard one.
Yeah, that is kind of hard.
I mean, there's so many.
I love a hard winter.
Hard winter.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
I think
you asking what we prefer?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess. Yeah. What do you prefer?
A hard winter.
Yeah.
I do too.
You can pinpoint the deer easily, and
they're herded up a lot more. They're not moving as much. They're in a core area a lot more than a mile, at least.
And that cold will knock. I mean, if it's cold it's a hard winter and it's truly hard, rough, I think it'll knock the antlers off a lot earlier.
Exactly.
They got to get rid of, they're stressing. They got to get, rid of that energy, of holding those antlers and put it to surviving, really.
Yeah.
Luckily here in Ohio, I mean, here in Ohio, we don't experience that hard of a winter.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm not talking about like 5 foot out west to where our whole deer herd is going to suffer and die.
Yeah, yeah.
But a hard winter to where stuff's got to stay herded up and, you know, like you said, concentrate sheds.
I mean, but in years past, you know, we've had better luck finding more sheds. I think we've had harder winters than we have had this year. In years past, like, I mean, probably, I think that year.
You think this year's a hard winter?
No, I don't think it is.
Oh, that's
so
what I was
this year's
say.
Mild for sure.
Yeah, this year, that's, you know.
In years past, we've had colder winters. Yeah. Like, the year that you found Cutter in Wide 8, that was a cold-ass year.
Yeah, it was. It got cold, and, I mean, cameras. The bucks are still in there. They shed. We know where to find them.
Yeah.
And
you guys found both those antlers. It was cold. In 5 inches of snow. Like, it's not very common for us to hold 5 inches of snow for a very long amount of time around here. It's
and
Ohio.
That was, like, final, you know, well, there was a lot of deer shedded at the end of the season that year.
Yeah.
And that's because we kept snow for like 5 weeks, probably. Yeah. Probably like the whole month of
January
and then the last week of February. And then still after, you know, we went shed hunting like 2 weeks after season, which would have been like middle of February or something. Let's say middle of February, we found those sheds and 5 inches of snow. And then it was like, you know, March 1st, we didn't have any snow. But
yeah.
I think that helped knock them off. But not this year.
No,
it was mild.
This year, I think that definitely plays into bucks holding.
Yeah. Another huge thing, I mean, going back, we've talked about this, but this year, we don't have any big target bucks around.
No.
They all got killed.
I mean, the biggest one was on the radar, and I found his left side and then his left side from last year.
Yeah, but like we've talked in podcasts past, like all our target bucks got freaking killed.
Yeah, it's
by us or by other people. Like,
from two years ago to this year, like you know,
we got some up and comers that we were looking for, but not like those, you know, those big antlers that we really honed in on this one deer and watched them drop them, like basically on cameras. Like, so
yeah, I think it's, I mean, we've got a lot of potential sitting here on this table, but I think we still need to, I think we need to get out there and look, just whether it be shed hunting or, just scouting in the summer. If we need to still look for, get some more options together.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, we didn't cover the deadhead.
Oh, 170 inch.
Yeah, Drake.
170 inch deadhead sitting on the table. We forgot to cover it.
Yeah, this is, forgot about that one. So actually the same day that Drake was talking about two of his sheds came from, his first freshie and his buck that he killed last year. I stumbled across this deadhead, and it's a buck that we know. It's a buck we used to call Moneymaker. And you guys have more history with him than me. Drake, you got to match that off him. Joey, you got a side off of him.
I think I might have. You think? I was looking at it today. I don't think it's.
No. Just one.
Just one shed, yeah. It's sitting over there on the table.
It's crazy. Like, when we, you know, we had that in our minds that it was him.
Yeah. But
then we brought back to my house and looked at the sheds, and it's like, bam.
I remember, Drake, after I found this, you're like, you're looking at it like, I don't even want to say it. I said, who? Moneymaker? You're like, yeah. And I like, we literally both knew right there, but we put his 3.5-year-old shed match set up to him, and he just got the bladed long brows. I mean, crab claws.
Freaking giant, dude. He's so, what was his width?
22 something.
Was it?
Damn.
Yeah. I think it was 22. Or was it 21 or 48?
I think it was 21.
21 or 48, same as Chuck. Same as the buck I shot. Same as Chuck.
It's been a deadhead year.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But we scored this buck at 168 inches. He disappeared 2 years ago off the radar. We knew he was probably dead somewhere, and he was kind of dead in a thicket that we haven't really honed in and walked, you know, very frequently with the past couple of years. But I mean, he was nose down, sun bleached, bones scattered all around him.
Yeah,
I could see him from a freaking mile away. But
so that would have been 2 years ago, right?
Yeah.
Would have died.
Yeah.
Was he alive? He was alive with Wide 8.
Yeah. So
22 seasons.
What me and Gavin were talking about before you got here earlier, you know, his bases, he had to have lived till November.
Because I'll rub there.
Yeah. Because, you know, he obviously rubs his velvet off, but they'd still be pretty sharp after he rubs his velvet off, I would assume.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you feel his base, I mean, they're pretty rubbed down.
Yeah.
So he had to have been rubbing in October, middle of October to end of October, too.
I would say late October, November.
Maybe he got shot.
He could have got shot. I mean, or I guess just hit by a car. I mean,
yeah.
That November month, I mean, they're running around like crazy. So,
yeah.
To be shot or hit by a car is nothing really.
Yeah.
But that sucks.
It does.
Found a lot of deadheads this year.
A lot. In the group, we found a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing like.
Nick found a big one.
Wow. Jeez, yeah. I think Nick's found like five deadheads. Yeah. Or four.
I've brought like 2-3 home that were 105 inches.
Yeah.
Nothing like big though. That's the biggest one. Yeah. That's why it's here.
Yeah, it's the only deadhead I brought out of the woods, but I think I found 2 or 3. We found a lot of deadheads this year, which sucks to see, but
yeah, definitely does.
I mean, that closes the book on Moneymaker.
Yeah. I would rather have his rack than like.
I mean, he just kind of disappeared out of our lives for 2 years and we kind of forgot about him, but.
Well, yeah, there's been, I mean, like we were talking about, we've had those bucks to go for in the past, you know.
Yeah.
We've always went for his sheds.
Yeah.
Year after year. Drake's got 2, I got 1.
Yeah.
And he's, I mean, don't expect anything less. I mean, that's a freaking giant.
Mm-hmm. He is a giant.
I mean, yeah, anything over 140 is really a giant.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, but once it past that 160 mark is,
yeah.
Whew. Know what were we talking about?
I forget.
The looking for spots?
No.
Well,
we talked about that?
We do need to do that.
Yeah. I mean, we got to find some more deer next year.
Yeah.
We got to find some other
You think, I know.
We need to expand.
Or hope something moves in, I guess.
Yeah, put our
smile. But we need to freaking expand. Yeah.
Smiles on our face.
Yeah. I mean, like we were saying, there isn't target bucks to be looking for. There's a couple up and comers on this table and not really many other up and comers that haven't been found yet. So,
yeah. I know, like sometimes during shed season, you know, you don't have to present your, it's not hunting. Shed hunting is not hunting technically. You can present yourself to be, a non-hunter just looking for deer antlers.
Yeah.
Collection.
Yeah.
That's the card I always
put. Yeah. You know, I collect deer antlers. Yeah. You know, I love collecting deer antlers. They drop off their heads in the fall.
Spring.
Spring. it definitely, if you've been looking at a piece of property for a couple of years now and, you know, you may want to hunt it in the fall, you know, it may be worth asking if you could shed hunt it. You know, it's...
Build that connection.
Yeah. We've tried that with a few different places, like Gavin mentioned earlier, you know, the one property he picked one up on is just shed hunt permission, but
yeah,
just hoping to build that connection enough to, you know, present yourself, you know, hey, I'm bow hunter only. Would you be willing for that?
One deer a year, whatever.
You never know what door it could open.
Yeah.
You know, just knocking on that door.
Definitely starting off in the spring for shed hunting, just presenting yourself as a non-malicious, wanting to kill your animals kind of guy.
Yeah.
Define antlers is better. And then build your, you know, responsible, good connection with the person. Present yourself nicely and then come back that fall. Hey, I was here over the spring. You know, I walked around. I found this, blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, then you start with what we do is bow only. We're responsible. It could be a one deer, one target buck.
Help them out here and there.
Yeah.
Whatever we can do.
Yeah. I mean, that's the best place to start is in the spring.
Yeah. And I mean, also if you're looking at a property, I mean, if you do get permission to shed hunt, you may not find any sheds, but you can scout for that October and November sign.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of our properties, Drake mentioned earlier about just shed hunting, you know, farms that we know and, or places that we can hunt. Whether it be permission or farms we own, to build history with deer, you know, we're walking those places and we're scouting the whole entire time.
Yeah.
You guys might not have been scouting much today, but I was scouting quite a bit. You know, I got into that stuff.
I mean, there's no vegetation. You can see everything that happened from the past fall.
Find old scrapes this time of
year. It's all muddy and trails are just stuck out like a sore thumb. Hot scrapes. I found a couple good scrapes today.
Yep. Still bare.
Yep. Scrapes are not open, but
yeah,
you can see where they're at. Pulled some cameras.
Yeah.
I actually haven't checked those yet.
Oh boy.
That one's been soaking for a while.
Well, you guys got anything else to talk about?
How many miles do you think you ran, Joey?
This year, how many sheds? I got 9 sheds.
I was trying to.
I probably walked 18.
Okay.
18 to 20. Maybe a little over 20 miles, but my first couple of walks, I was averaging like a shed per 2 miles.
Okay.
Which is rare, but you know, you've walked just as much as me probably. And you probably walked a little bit more than me.
Yeah. I've walked a lot.
Yeah.
25.
Yeah. I'd say upwards 25, 30. Yeah. So it does take miles. I mean, it ain't easy work.
No, yeah. Easy. Maybe I'm over exaggerating. Maybe it's 3 miles a shed.
Yeah.
Then you're like, I mean, that's on most years, I guess. Maybe two. I don't know what I'm trying to say. Yeah, you're like 5 or 6 miles to shed this year or something like that. Yeah. So you can't really go off that, but you know, you keep doing your work, save some good spots for when everything's dropped.
Yeah.
You know, double hit spots. I've already double hit a spot this year and picked one up after I went in there.
Yeah.
It's always hard to double hit, though. You're always like in the back of your mind.
It is.
But yeah, you lose courage, but it needs to be done. I mean, it has to be done, especially with us hitting farms early. I mean,
yeah. If you don't want to double hit,
welcome late.
This again, I'll go double hit.
Yeah, no crap. Exactly. Yeah.
I'm definitely going to, but I'm just saying it's like not that drive that you
time. Yeah, not the first time drive, but
yeah.
There definitely is going to be more antlers at those some farms that we walked. So,
yeah.
Anything else?
No, I think we gave you guys some tips and tricks.
Yeah, I think it was pretty good.
Tips, tricks.
I mean, just talked about how we find antlers, basically. And
yeah, we're tuning into the YouTube video. We should have that up about the same time. So, if you want to see these sheds in person, or not in person, on video, the one that
was holding up. We were holding them up, showing them off. So
sometimes we were talking about them and not explaining them well. But you know,
if you don't care about the sheds, at least tune in for the 170 inch.
Yeah, we held that. We held that deadhead up pretty good. All right, you can see it in that video. So, alrighty, guys. Well, yeah, this should wrap it up. We're at 46 minutes now. So, thank you guys for listening. Like Joey was saying, tune into the video. It's going to be our first one, but it'll be pretty sweet. We've got a couple different angles running. And see you guys on the next one.
Yeah, we'll see you guys. Later. Good luck shed hunting.
Yeah, good luck.